Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Autastic. This is episode 41.
Yes.
This is a comedian's guide to autism. I am Graham K. Over there we got...
I'm Kirk Smith.
Kirk Smith is in the house. In fact, it's
his own house.
I'm in his house. It's a podcast we do weekly. Sometimes we put out five a month. And it is basically two guys who have autism in their family. Kirk has an autistic son. I have an autistic brother. And we try and figure it out. We're definitely not scientists, as you have already figured out probably by this point.
This is not science.
Yeah.
There's a lot of conjunctions.
Yeah. we like to start things off with doing a week in review. Today we have a very special week in review.
We decided
to ask a very popular character in our podcast. A lot of people are like, more Peter.
Yes.
Which is my brother Peter. They're like, we need to hear more of him. And so we're just going to do, instead of a week in review of one of us talking about our weeks, we're just going to let Peter talk about his week. So here it comes, Peter's week in review. Okay, we got Peter on the line. Peter K, do you want to say hi to our listeners, Pete?
Hello.
Hey, Peter, this is Kirk, Graham's friend. How you doing?
What was that?
This is Kirk. I'm Graham's friend. We talked a few weeks ago. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Good.
I'm doing very well.
Great. Thanks so much for being on our show.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. Do you want to tell us how your week was?
Well, for this week, yesterday morning, I completed another great whole Monday morning work shift at the Works in Westbow where I work at.
That's the burger restaurant that you work at?
Yes.
Okay. Then
for yesterday, my works uniform, then my first load of apartment laundry were able to get all dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as they got dealt with, I was able to have another great clean full load of colored laundry, even a great clean works uniform by this Tuesday, April 19th.
That's great. That's really good.
And
so
then
go ahead.
And then for yesterday, as soon as my laundry got dealt with, I went to visit the barbershop Franz Co. that has been somewhere at Collingwood Shopping Center because I need to go for a nice hair trim.
Was it getting too long?
Yeah, I was getting a little bit tired of having long hair, but I didn't want to go for a hair fix up until I finished up the works and after my first load of laundry got out of the way.
Are you excited for spring?
Yeah.
Are you going to change your clothes or do you put your winter clothes away? When are you going to do that?
My clothes are already put away, my winter clothes.
Oh, yeah? Okay, good. And are you wearing t-shirts and stuff outside now? Is that nice?
Well, I'm just wearing my spring jacket in case some days are a little bit chilly.
That's good. That's good, Pete.
Yes, and then another thing. I'm not finished planning yesterday yet.
Okay, tell me.
Then for yesterday when I finished having my hair fixed up, I went to the Lava Superstore at Cottingwood Shopping Center to get some more groceries for where I live at.
That's great. I'm glad
And as soon as I was finished paying for my groceries, I saw somebody from my old high school, MacArthur, one of my old phys ed teachers named Mr. Schultz.
Oh, yeah? Did you say hi?
Yeah, we said hello, and I told him that I can't wait for the next month. That will be May and June 2016.
That's exciting. And are you still working out?
Yeah, I'm still working out in my building's exercise room.
All right, did you lose some more weight?
Yeah, I think my next set of pounds were under 200-something.
Really? You're under 200?
Wow.
You lost like 15 pounds. That's amazing.
I think my next set of pounds were under 211 or 10-something.
Oh, okay. Okay, so maybe a little less, but I like the positivity.
Yes, and then for today, after I finished my next great whole Tuesday morning work shift at the works, well, another great thing, just before I needed to attend my fourth job, my next very important Tuesday afternoon work shift, I went first for a walk by some old houses that are on 3rd and 4th Avenue in the glebe area of Ottawa we used to live in.
Oh, you walked in our old neighborhood and you looked at the old houses. Did you see any old houses that you remembered?
Yeah, and then I walked by some old houses that are on 5th Avenue. I also walked right beside Much More Public School.
That's cool. Hey, Peter, I have a question for you. So we're talking a lot about your jobs and stuff like that. You work a lot at The Works, the burger restaurant that you work at.
Yeah.
And you do a lot of other jobs, cleaning up an office. You also clean a house. You also clean a condo development. You walk around with a stick and pick up garbage and stuff like that. Are you happy with all your jobs? And do you want to do other jobs in the future?
No, I don't want to do other jobs. I'm happy with four of them, and I think four jobs have been enough for me.
Do you have a dream job? Like, if you had a dream, a job that you would like to do, like that was a dream? Like, any job in the world.
What do you mean?
Like, if you could pick any job in the world, what would it be?
Well, I just like all four of my jobs I've had in Ottawa.
Could you, if you could trade one of your jobs for, like, a different job, like, which one would you get rid of, and which one do you enjoy the most?
I don't think I'd like to get rid of any of them. I just like all four of my jobs, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a favorite job out of the four of them?
No, I just like all four.
That's great.
Cool.
That's great. So maybe that's a nice thing that you have that other people don't, that you are happy. You're happy with your jobs.
Yeah.
Most people aren't happy with their jobs, so you're lucky. You know that? Do you realize you're lucky?
Yes, but why are other people unhappy with their jobs?
Because they want more. People always want more.
That's a good question, yeah.
And they think that they deserve more. And they think that there is always something better out there for them. But
yeah.
You're happy with what you're doing, and you feel like it makes it. You feel fulfilled. Fulfilled means that it makes you happy, and it makes you. It takes up all of your brain, fills you up.
Yes, but I've been able to earn lots of money if I have jobs.
Mm-hmm. So you're lucky, Peter, because it makes you don't want anything else. That's good.
Yes, and just one more thing about today. When I walked by the homes on 3rd. Fourth, even on Fifth Avenue, well, it's just that I sometimes liked going by the homes in the Glebe area where we used to live in, but I never lived in one of them. The only house we ever lived in the Glebe was our old home on Melkind Avenue.
Yeah. What did you think when you walked by that house? Did you have many memories?
Well, I walked by our old home on Melkind Avenue on one of the last weeks of this April.
Did you have any memories of living there when you were a kid?
Well, it's just that when we used to live in our old home on Melkind Avenue, I didn't mind living there. I just didn't like when there were these freaking doorways that were locked up on me and I couldn't open them, even though I was just a kid back then. But I was a lot more frustrated when this kitchen doorway was locked up on me once in a while, but I couldn't open up at all.
Okay, well, that's a bad memory, but I'm sure there's plenty of good memories. And you know what are some good memories that you're creating now working at your jobs? So thank you for talking to us, Peter. And thank you for telling us about your jobs. And thank you for telling us that...
About your week.
About your week. And thank you for letting us know that you're happy with your jobs. You don't want any other jobs.
Well, right? I discussed my job, Coach Jen Boswell, on email. So we discussed that four jobs seem to have been enough for me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great.
And I just got an email from our cousin, Nikki. He's going to be having his wedding on July 30th, 2016, because he and Amy will be getting married. But I'd love to go to their wedding, but I told Nikki I had time on email that I could probably get very busy on July 30th, 2016.
You're going to take time off your jobs and go to the wedding, Peter. Everyone's got to do that. I'm going to do that. Everyone's going to do that. It's okay to do that for a wedding.
Okay, but it's going to be discussed that I'd love to go, only if I won't get very busy, okay?
Okay, well, you're not going to... Weddings are very important, especially family weddings. So it's okay to take time off work. Okay. You're not, you can email back Mickey and let him know that you're going to come. Cause he needs to know if you're going to come or not. Okay. Cause they're going to order food for you.
Okay, sure. I told Mickey on another email that I really hope I can still be able to make it.
Well, just tell him you're going to make it and mark it in your calendar. Okay. Because if you don't do that, then they won't have food for you when you come. When you go, you want to make sure they have food.
Okay.
So
I'll probably send Nikki another email and say, for this week, Graham told me that I should be at your wedding. He was right.
Yeah, and you can mark it on your calendar, okay?
Yeah, but it's going to be in Ottawa, right?
I think it's going to be in Ottawa. Yep.
Do you know where in Ottawa? Like what place?
Well, you can ask him.
Okay.
Okay.
Why not? Sure.
All right, Pete. I love you, buddy. Take care.
Bye.
It's good to talk to you, Peter. Bye.
All right, that was my bro.
That was great.
What do you think?
I like the dates. Yeah. I like the clarification on the year. It's always important, I think, when he says today's date and the year, because you never know. These podcasts could be on the web for a long time.
So they'll could.
Be like, yeah.
He did time stamps it.
2016, he time stamps it every time, multiple times. It's great.
But I like what he said about, like, there are certain advantages to having autism. He is pumped about his jobs. He's not worried about there being something better around. The grass is not greener.
Yeah, not trying to keep up with the Joneses or concerned about what he's missing out on or fear of missing out. He's just like, no, this is it. I like it. I do it. I get my money. I do my things. I do it. It's very straightforward, and it's...
None of us are happy. None of us are satisfied.
Well, he is.
Peter is satisfied. Yeah. He's got his great little house with his great little this, a great little that.
You know, this basketball game we talked about last week, it's a bunch of freaking models and actors, and they should be top of the world, and they're all miserable.
This is our pickup league.
Our pickup basketball league we play in.
Yeah.
You know...
In L.A. So there's a bunch of like...
Yeah, there's a bunch of good-looking, you know, what should be top of the world, dating models and stuff, and they're... griping about something they didn't book. They didn't book, you know, this movie. Or they didn't
book. Wednesday and we're playing basketball.
Yeah, outdoors, 70 degrees.
It's beautiful and we don't have day jobs and we're playing basketball. Let's be happy. But no, everyone's griping. No one's happy. Peter is jazzed.
He's very happy.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's cleaning someone's house. Then he's got the burger job. Then he goes through his jobs. I love it.
Yeah.
Great attitude.
It's great. And we're definitely... very, very lucky as a family. We say that all the time. And you know what? This is a seamless transition.
You're a good host.
You're a good host because you found this next article. A seamless transition to the in the news. Do you want to set it up?
Yeah, this is in the news. This is an article that came out on the dailyscoop.com. I like this site. We've referenced it a few times. Mm-hmm. This says autism costs more than double as people age. Basically, they researched the spending here in California on people with autism, and the study looking at per-person spending on autism services in California, researchers found that the state is shelling out roughly $26,000 on average for each adult annually. By comparison, costs for those under 18 average about $10,000 annually.
Hmm.
It's very interesting.
So let's...
Go ahead.
No.
We've got this big bubble of kids that like are all been diagnosed in the last 15, 20 years. And as they become adults, you know, you're a kid for 15, 18, 20 years, but you could be an adult for 50.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Hopefully.
Yeah. If you take care of yourselves, you can live to be 70. Pretty, you know, it's reasonable.
Pete's doing his exercises.
Pete's dropping weight.
Dropping
between 10 to 15 pounds, depending on how you count it.
Hope you get 10 to 15 pounds. He did. He was a little fishy with his...
It was a little different. Under 200 pounds, under 215, whatever.
Little sidebar here. I love how Peter is a little bit of a... he cares about his looks. I love that. No one taught him, but he plucks his gray hairs, and he doesn't want to be fat.
He's your brother.
I love it. He is... my brother, for sure.
So funny.
Wants to look good, man.
Yeah, it's beach weather coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, this talks about basically, you know, sometimes we talk about where is this money going to come from to fund these early intervention and programs for kids with autism, whether it's, you know, the iPad that we talked about a few episodes ago and the software. But if you can get through to people and get them to communicate, you have the opportunity to get them involved in society and working and paying taxes and not pulling money from the state.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it's an investment in your future. I mean, what's the solution? What are we talking about? Killing these people? I mean, if you're not going to kill them, they're going to be around. They're going to be here 50 years at twice the money. Invest the money early.
Yeah.
Put the money in early. Get these kids, you know, we talked about my son screwing in something. Get these kids involved in participating
last week we talked about your son working at the shop and we're like, well, that's the sort of one of the first times that you've seen a task that your son likes to do, a repetitive task, and maybe that he could do another repetitive task. Like, there's maybe something. I would say more often than not, something that they could be found in. We also talked about that last week in the film Love and Autism. Mm-hmm. You know, these people found work, and Peter is not Peter's not fully self-sufficient, but he's over halfway there. You know, he's not that big of a burden on my parents.
And he's not done developing. I mean, I feel like, you know, you keep...
If this comedy career doesn't pan out, I'll be a way bigger burden on my parents. I promise you that.
Be two of you out there plucking gray hairs.
Be two of us out here. I got to get this gig. Make me look like I'm 28.
I'm 30. I mean, 26.
Yeah, God. I'm going to wear this hat. Is that cool?
It's for shampoo, so... Yeah. I know, but a lot of people wear hats in the shower. It's totally normal. But yeah, to me, that's what that talk's about, basically, is really making the investment. And that's what it is. It's not money that's being spent frivolously. It's an investment. You're going to recoup this through productive citizens.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And just makes everyone happier. So I don't know how we're going to... this article is just stats. You know, it's just saying this is the facts. You know, if we don't...
It's measurable.
Yeah. It's going to get really expensive. And this is an epidemic, and there's more and more people who are being diagnosed. It's just getting more and more expensive. So we better, as a society, we don't like to get too political on this show. I don't know, however you want to do it out there, whether privately or with government.
If it's not government, then the church or somebody needs to,
There's got to be more programs.
That's our topic du jour, seamless transition.
Got to start now. Yeah, another... seamless transition coming up to our topic du jour. We need more support.
More programs, yeah.
More programs.
This talks about an increase of more than double. It's actually from 10,000 to 26. That's like 160% increase. I mean, it's a staggering amount more. That's not just double. That's a lot more money, and you're talking about millions of people. It behooves everybody to get to put programs in place to get people to be active participant members of society that contribute.
And it starts when they're young. Don't wait.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't wait till they're 25, because it's going to be a lot harder to integrate them and to get help.
It's definitely possible, but much harder.
It's definitely possible, and you just have to do whatever you have to do. Also, I understand that if your son is 25 to 30 right now, it may not have been diagnosed, depending on where they are in the spectrum, until like last year, 5 years ago, and programs were different and everything like that. So we've said this before, Revenge of the Nerds is basically a movie about autistic bullied people getting bullied. Back in the 80s, they thought that you were just a nerd. You know, things have changed is my point. So you may have not found the program till recently, but don't let that discourage you. Start now. And if you have a younger kid, as we've talked about in other earlier episodes, look for help now. Start setting up a network now. Find whatever government programs are out there. I mean, I know that you've probably already looked. You're a parent. But if there's not enough, you have to lobby your congressman. I mean, look, okay, my brother lives in Canada, so things are different. But
I would also add to that, don't just look at government programs. Look at schools and churches and... or mosques or synagogues or whatever.
Let's not try and tell these parents out here what to do, because I'm sure they've tried it all.
Right.
But we're just saying that we need the program infrastructure, whatever it may be, and I'm sure you agree as a listener, needs to get bigger.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
It's a problem. I'm not saying Canada is definitely not perfect. I'll be the first to admit. But my brother talked about his job coach.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a job coach who's connected to other jobs that she has a network of, and she's looking for other jobs for other people, you know, and he checks
a real resource.
He checks in with her all the time. He's got a job coach. If there's a problem at work, she can be the liaison. Sometimes parents aren't always the best, you know.
It's hard to be objective sometimes, a parent. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that. Do you want to read some,
Let's read some letters. We haven't done this in a while, and we get a lot of letters every week. I do my best to get through and answer all these. Sometimes there's a lot, but
we have some interesting ones recently.
Yeah. We Jennifer E. I'm not gonna say the last name today, Graham. I'm turning over a new leaf.
Yeah,
invited me to come out to Nova Scotia, I believe, to do a show. So
Jennifer. I'm gonna be in Nova Scotia.
Ooh, is that true?
Yes. Yes, Jennifer, I will be in Nova Scotia. I'm going to be there for the Halifax Comedy Festival.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's taped for the CBC. That's like Canada's BBC.
Oh, I've heard of the BBC.
And anyway, so yeah, I'll be there when? The last week of April. So I'll be there.
For our Canadian listeners, please share this podcast. We somehow have more listeners in Australia than Canada. So Aaron, please tag your friends in this. I know you say you listen with your... I believe it's your nurses that you all sit around.
I'm Canadian. Why am I getting no support in my home country?
I don't know. We can do this, though. So,
yeah.
Who else? We got, I'm not going to say this lady's name. I'll let her say it. But she sent us, we have some serious notes this week. This one says, on a more serious side, first she talks about the pickup. She's expecting the pickup from the airport from Graham and my daughter's car. She's excited about that. But on a more serious note.
Yeah, that means she has donated to Patreon. I'll just plug this right now.
Seamlessly.
We're just seamless after seamless this episode. Go to www.patreon.com/autastic. So www.patreon.com/autastic. And you can donate to us to help keep this podcast going. It takes us a lot of time and costs us some money to keep doing. And for less than a cup of coffee a week is the example I always give. Anyway, she's a donator and there are prizes. That's why I bring it up. One of the prizes is I will pick you up from the airport if you come to LA in the silver bullet, but that exploded. And now I'm using Kirk's daughter's car. So
there you go. That could happen. That could happen for you.
And there's a real prizes.
And then she says, on a serious note, if you ever find any news, art stories, or blogs about children on the spectrum who are also transgender, please feature it. My 13-year-old is going through that now and is right on the verge of puberty, so it's a very scary time for us. I feel like I'm the only person on Earth who's dealing with this double whammy.
We, I think I'll be the first to say, have no idea.
Yeah, I know nothing.
We have no idea. We can't help you. All we can tell you is that we hear you and we know, especially Kirk as a parent, knows what it's like to feel like to be the only person in the world going through a problem and feel like you're on an island. Mm-hmm. And we can help you in the sense that you aren't alone.
You aren't alone.
And we know what it's to reach out.
Yeah, reach out and find people.
Don't be ashamed.
I don't know if you're allowed to say this in a pluralistic society, but can you say God loves you and it's going to work out and reach out to people and find people? I don't know. We can cut that part out.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I mean, I don't really have any answers on that, but I would definitely, if you're going through that or you have and you want to reach out to this lady, everything's on the, you know, she posted it publicly on our Facebook page, so you can find it.
Yeah,
and,
if there's got to be other...
Statistically, this can't be the only person going through this.
You can't be the only person going through this, and I'm sure that there are other people out there that are going through this that can help you. I mean, it was easier for us as a family going through puberty with Peter because it was very obvious that he was heterosexual. I think in the first episode... I tell a story about Peter just wanting to look at boobs all the time.
Hoo-hoos.
I had to buy him sunglasses. I understand that transgender is different than that, but you're not alone. You can't be alone. Anybody out there who can help her, she's posted on our Facebook page, help her out. Because she's a good person and she's not alone. You're not alone.
All right, next letter. We got to go through these real quick. We've got a bunch here. David A. Talks about just sends a really nice note. He's getting caught up and he's really likes the differences in our experiences between being a father and a brother of an individual on the spectrum. He says, I got another note from. Actually, this is a really heavy one. I'm not gonna say the first or the last name. M G. And she wrote us a Facebook message. She has three kids, single mom. Her oldest is a little girl who's nonverbal. Mm-hmm. And basically, she says that the kid's dad's an alcoholic. She caught him with Ashley Madison and a few other things. And so now they've broken up. But she says he's suffering or claims to be suffering from depression and has suicidal thoughts. That's what she says. And I know that your ex went through something similar. This is all recently unfolded, and he's told me he'd rather kill himself than not be with me. I feel like he's being manipulative, but I don't want to take any chances. There's a lot more there that she talks about. This is a tough one.
So basically, she has three children. The oldest is autistic, not very high functioning.
Nonverbal.
Very, very tough. She has deals with infidelity with her husband, who's also an alcoholic, and who is threatening to kill himself if she leaves him.
Yeah, I think they're separated, but if
So that's... I mean, we're only speculating, but like, this is how like autism can have at the it could be like the straw that broke the camel's back. It's like it's so much pressure because
there's already other stuff going on.
Yeah,
I mean the problem. And I'm going to write her a note that says you need to seek professional help because I'm not a professional. But I mean, the main problem here isn't the autistic daughter. There's other things going on.
Absolutely. You need...
And so...
Yes. Of course. It is not the autistic person's fault.
No.
At all.
It has nothing to do really with that. That's just the last final little extra thing that doesn't help. But yeah. Alcoholism isn't... There's no direct correlation between having an autistic kid and then being an alcoholic. No.
No.
Or cheating on your wife.
We are not professionals, so this is a very serious situation, so we don't want
to... I'm really hesitant to give advice. We talked about this off the air, and I'm really hesitant to give advice. You know, somebody's claims to be suicidal, she claims, and maybe he does just claim, but at the same time, people do kill themselves every year, so I don't want to...
You need help.
Just half-cocked, yeah.
You need real help, and there's somebody out there that can help you if you can't afford therapy.
I would, and again, I know Graham and I come at this slightly different angles, but I would, if you have any church background, reach out to church. A lot of churches will do free counseling, and it's free.
I'm not a church-going person. I was not raised that way.
Yeah.
But there is nothing wrong with talking to somebody if it's a priest or whoever. You know, it's a human ear. And you know what? Priests or rabbis or mosque leaders or
whomever. It's an iman.
Iman, thank you. You saved me there. I was like, oh man, how do I not know this? Their job is to hear people and give advice. So they're good at giving advice.
Well, at least I would definitely seek out advice in person. They're getting much better advice than I can give you off two paragraphs of a message on the computer. So I would definitely treat it seriously. And
something needs to change.
Yeah, I see both sides
of that.
You say you feel manipulated, so I would definitely... Don't let turn a situation where you feel manipulated, but at the same time you have a right to have your concerns heard as well, and nobody wants to be mistreated, so definitely seek out some help. I don't know if that was of help to anybody, but definitely seek out some help, and don't just continue the status quo, because these kind of issues will not resolve themselves. I'll tell you that.
I think that's helpful. That's speaking from experience, from your position. Listen, I thought that was good advice, as much advice that we could give in that scenario. Yeah.
It's two idiots who don't know anything about science.
It's important to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
MG, I think it was, is you have messaged two idiots.
Two idiots with good hair, but two idiots nonetheless. Yeah.
We're trying our best. I really, I hope it works out for you, and I'm sure it will. Good luck anyway. Want to end on something positive?
Yeah. Jillian sent us a nice message about the crying, watching the Apple videos. Really liked that episode. Megan H. wrote us a really nice episode about listening to 4 or 5 episodes per drive. And now their saddest thing is that we're all caught up. Her favorite part is Peter's call-ins and Kirk's trip to Sweden. Monica T. wrote us a nice note about how she is so tired of dealing with all the seriousness. I deal with social workers, psychiatrists, psychotherapists, and Social Security. People tell me I need to join these sad support groups where no one looks like me.
Yes.
I'm black and has issues like me. I'm a working single mom. Yes, I work a full-time 30-year career. No stereotype. I need something like this. My son is 19, and so I'm dealing with the teenage thing, and I enjoy seeing a man's point of view, too. Please keep it up.
You're the best. I love that stuff.
Thank you so much, Monica T.
Yeah.
We'll keep your anonymity.
You're the best. So that's Autastic. Thank you so much for listening.
Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. Graham K. Comedy, Kirk Smith Comedy. Please review us on iTunes. You know what you can do if you like this podcast? Tag your friends in one of our posts that spreads it. And that's one of the best things you could do. Help spread the word.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. You guys are the best.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
We love you.